The government and opposition leaders on May 16th offered very different death tolls and accounts of recent violence in Uzbekistan. The top prosecutor said 169 terrorists and troops were killed, but opposition activists said more than 700 died, most of them civilians. Prosecutor General Rashid Kadyrov and President Islam Karimov blamed alleged Islamic militants for recent unrest and denied that government forces shot and killed any civilians. The events began May 13th when protesters stormed a prison in Andijan, freed alleged Islamic militants and other inmates, and seized local government offices. Thousands of demonstrators filled the city's central square to protest against poverty and unemployment. Soldiers then allegedly drove by the square and opened fire into the crowd after some protesters threw stones at them. The unrest was the worst since the former Soviet Republic won independence in 1991.